Menachas Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Beis. When somebody makes a commitment to donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, there's two different ways he could do it. He could say, Hare all lie, the obligation is on me to give a donation, in which case he has made a pledge, but he hasn't specified exactly what he's going to use for it. So his responsibility is on the person. Or you could say, Hare Zeh, or Hare Zos, or Hare Elu. In those situations, he's pointed or held up something specific and said, that animal is a carbon. And there's a difference we've seen in other mesechtas in terms of responsibility, whether a mum is developed in the first animal, do you then have to replace it or not? If he made a commitment on himself, then he has to bring an animal, not that specific one. If he made a commitment on that particular object, then the story might be different. So Ha'omer, and this mission is a lot about semantics, about use of language, somebody says, Harei olai b'machavas. I take upon myself the obligation, so it's on the gavra, on the person, to bring a mincha in a machavas, which is a griddle and kind of bakes, and the hevi b'marcheshes. Instead, he brought a marcheshes, which is a pan-baked mincha, and it's spongier, so it's a different result. So he said I was going to do it in a griddle or a frying pan, and he ended up doing it in the deep fryer. So that's a different kind of mincha. B'marcheshes, I take upon myself the obligations to bring a deep-fried mincha. Behevi b'machavas, and he brought the griddle-fried. Mashehevi hevi, whatever he brought, but he's not yotze his commitment, because he didn't bring what he said he was going to bring. So what he brought isn't puzzle and can't be offered, but it's regarded as an extra donation, as an extra nedava, and his chova of what his nether was, he still has to bring. Next case, he had an isaron of flour in front of him, and he said, Zo lahaviva machavas. This isaron of flour is going to be brought in the machavas, in the griddle. Dehevi b'marcheshes, and then he deep fried it. B'marcheshes, this isaron of flour will be made as a mincha in a deep fryer. Dehevi b'machavas, and he brought it in the griddle, in the other type. Harezu psula. Now, that isaron of flour is pasul. It's invalid, and he can't bring it because it was prepared the wrong way and didn't do it as specified in his nether. Now, this situation, since it's pasul and it was supposed to be this particular flour, he can't make any changes. It can't be offered on the Mizbeach. It can't be considered an adava like in the first case, because now this specific object has been disqualified. Next, if he says, Hare olai shnei esron lahavi b'chli echad, each carbon mincha is a one isaron of flour content. And he says, I take upon myself to bring two esronim of flour, but I'm going to bring them in one keli. So the minimum for a mincha is one isaron, but you can bring multiples of that, and you can bring the whole thing as one mincha. But instead, he said he's going to bring them in one keli, v'hevi b'shnei kelim. And instead, he thought at the last minute, you know what? I'll split the isronos apart, and I'll bring it as two separate ones. B'shnei kelim, where he said, I'm going to give these two isarons as two separate minchos, v'hevi b'kli echad. Instead, he put them into one. Masha hevi hevi, what he brought. It's considered an adava, v'dei chavas alo yatza. But he's not yotze on his requirement. Why did he mess up? Because each isaron that's brought in a separate keli gets a kamitza, the handful that's burnt on the mizbeach. If he promised to bring it in one vessel, that's one kometz. But by bringing it in two, when he changed his mind, he took out two kamitzos, so he messed up. He lessened the amount that was going to go to the kohanim afterwards as the leftover, because instead he brought two kamitzos on the mizbeach. The opposite way is also true. He promised to bring two separate vessels, so it's two kamitzos. But instead, he only ended up bringing one, so he didn't fulfill his chova of what he said he was going to do. Elu lahavi b'chli echad behevi b'chnei kelim. Now we do the opposite version, where he didn't say upon himself, he said these two isronos. So he didn't say, I'm going to bring two isaron and one or two kelim. He said, I'm going to bring these two isronos in one keli, and then he brought it into b'shnei kelim, or I'm going to bring these two isronos in two separate kelim behevi b'chli echad. And he changed his mind and brought it the wrong way. Hare ilu psulin. In this case, as in the first case of the Mishnah with the griddle cakes, it's now pasul. Because he said this item, and by messing up the kamitzos for this particular item, it can no longer be seen as an adava. It's purely pasul. Third case. Hare olai shnei esronim lahavi b'kli echad, v'hevi b'shnei kelim. Somebody messed up again. He said, I'm going to bring two Isar and a flower, and I'm going to put them in one keli. And then, as he's walking up there, he brings them in two kelim instead. Amru lo, but they corrected him, because they heard his vow. So they told him, b'chliachad nadarta. You said you were going to bring it in only one. Hikrivan b'chliachad ksherim. If then he brings it in one keli, so when they corrected him, he made the change and did it properly, then they're kosher. Uvishnei kelim, but if he doesn't leave them, put them together, and he brings them separately again, then it's possible because he had been reminded, he was supposed to do it. We have problems with all the kemitzos, and they're both invalid and too bad. So he's got an issue, and when they told him to correct it, he didn't correct it, so he's messed up. If he did the opposite, and instead of saying he would bring them in one, he said, I'm going to bring them as two separate ones. And he brought them in one vessel together. Amrulo, and they tried to correct him. They said, B'shnei kelim nadarta. You vowed two kelim. Hikrivan b'shnei kelim. If he splits it up, then ksherim. Then they're kosher. Nesanan b'chli echad. If he separated them into two kelim as he was supposed to, then they're valid. But if he put them in one keli and offered them in the names that he brought them in, then they're considered like a case we learned way back in Paragimel of two karbonos mincha that got mixed together. And in that situation, we taught that if they're in the same bowl, but there's enough of each mincha that's not in contact, so you can take a kemitza from each isaron separately, then you could make it kosher. It's two in one bowl, but there's enough separate that you could take two separate kemitzas. Then you could go right ahead. But if there's not, then he's messed up, and it only one kemitza would be able to be taken, and it's going to be from the mixture, so it's puzzle, it can't be used. And so, in such a situation, that's how we hold he has behaved. Mishnah Gimel, Harei Alai Mincha Min HaSa'irin. Somebody takes a vow, and he says, I take upon myself by a nether to bring a karba mincha out of barley. Well, Yavi Min Achitim, he has to bring it from wheat. A nedava, or a minchas nedava, has to be made from wheat, and it can't be made from barley. So he can't fulfill his nether the way he said it. Now the Gemara then says, it depends on what he says subsequently. If he says, if I had known that it wouldn't be allowed from barley, I would have made the nether from wheat in the first place. In that case, he has to bring wheat. But if he says, when they try to check on him, he says, well, if I had known that it wouldn't be allowed from barley, I would never make the nether, then he's putter completely, and he doesn't have to fulfill his wrong nether, because he made an impossible nether, and he would never have made it if he had known the rules. Kemach, he makes the nether that he's going to bring it from flour. Yavi Soles, then he has to bring it from fine flour, because a minchas nedava has to be brought from Soles, from the higher quality. If he made the nether to say below shemen ulavona, I am bringing in carbon mincha that has no oil and frankincense, but a mincha must have oil and frankincense. They're indispensable. Well, then yavi imo shemen ulavona. Then he has to bring oil and frankincense with his carbon mincha. If he said chatzi isaron, I'm going to bring a carbon mincha of a half an isaron, which again is not allowed because the minimum for a mincha is one isaron. Yavi isaron shalem. Then he has to bring one full isaron of flour that goes with it. Isaron umechza. If on the other hand he went over the minimum but by only a little bit, he said I'm going to bring a mincha out of an isaron and a half, then yavi shnayim, he has to bring two full isronos, because only a whole isaron is allowed to be the unit used for a karban mincha. So in such a situation, he would have to then bring more rather than less, because he can't undo the half that he vowed, so he has to add the extra half and make it up to round up to two. Rabbi Shimon poter, shlo is not dev kedera chamis nadin. Rabbi Shimon says that in the case of this one, where he said something that was incorrect, since he didn't make a neder the way that people make nedarim about bringing a minchas nedava, then it's completely invalid as a neder, and he's not bound by it. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Shimon holds that a person is bound by the last thing he said. And since this conflicts with the rules of a mincha, so the last thing he said is basically not a neder. On the other hand, the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Shimon, and so we go with what the Mishnah said. If he said no shemer levona, he has to add it. If he said a half nisaron, he has to add to it. If he said kemach, he has to make it soles.